Today is April 10th, and I'm speaking with Justine Chappell a day after her 22nd birthday.
We are recording this interview on Flagstaff Road overlooking Boulder, Colorado, where she lives in Colorado. Justine, describe yourself as you see yourself on your 22nd birthday.
Well, I am 22, obviously, and I am a graduating senior of CU Boulder. I am studying communications with a minor of leadership studies, and I don't know, I think that's how I see myself. On top of that, I work at a movie theater, and I love that job, and I am an appreciator of the arts like the rest of my family, and enjoy any kind of opportunity I can to express my creative side. I love to travel. I studied abroad in France, and I have that kind of bug as well in me. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to figuring out where I am in the future, but this is who I am right now.
Do you see yourself as an outgoing person or more reserved at this point in your life?
I'm definitely on the reserve side. I am an introvert. That being said, once you get to know me, I am more social and outgoing. I'm one of those introverted extroverts, I guess.
Okay. So what is a favorite childhood memory that you have?
There's a lot of them. This only came about because someone posted it for my birthday, but I have great memories from going up to the mountains. Growing up in Colorado, it was always a great opportunity. We had this one tradition with my dad and his buddies to go up for a weekend in the mountains somewhere and spend a weekend. It was called Dads and Daughters, so all of his friends would bring their daughters. My sister and I would go. And one specific memory is me always wanting to fit in with the older girls of the group, so I would let them do anything to me. And one specific memory is them operating on me, so to speak, by drawing on stitches with magic marker and pretending like they were operating on me, but this was my way of getting in the in crowd of the older girls. But this photo of me with basically nothing on except for these drawn-on stitches, and my sister and her friend kind of being goofy. This photo really sparked this memory of spending time with them in those weekends up in the mountains.
Nice. All right, what is something that you have learned so far in your life?
So far in my life, one of the more recent things I've learned on kind of a broader scale of my studies as a communication major has been knowing really the importance and the curious questions that can arise when looking at communication and how we as humans communicate. And there's always the misconception that what I'm learning about is things like advertising or public relations type things, but what I've really learned about is how the nuanced ways that we communicate as human beings, as coworkers, as friends, and how tiny little details in our communication, what those reveal about relationships, what they reveal about pretty much anything, and that kind of perspective is something that I've really learned and enjoyed learning at my time in college.
Okay. What do you hope for the future?
The future is very unclear, but I hope to find something that I'm really passionate about, really interested in, and being able to find a way to pursue that interest and passion. And can't say I found it yet. I'm on my way. But I just want to do something I really care about and love and want to do for the rest of my life. And I hope to have the stability and the, but also the adventure involved with that process of finding out what I really want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all the questions I had for you. Is there anything you want to add on the day after your 22nd birthday in 2018?
The only thing I will add is that everyone always asks you if you feel older on your birthday. And I always feel like it's the day after that I feel older. Because on my birthday, I feel the same, except for, you know, a little bit of celebration or whatever. But today was the day that I truly was like, all right, I'm 22. And 22 is the weird number because you're past that age of being freshly a 21-year-old and have all those freedoms. Now it's like, okay, I'm an adult, so let's hope that, I don't know.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I hope you have a point in your future that you can look up this interview online and listen to it and see what kind of a person and what you're doing at that point.
Thank you. Consider it a time capsule for me.
Yeah.